My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. This next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers clip is sponsored by SurfEasy. SurfEasy is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his internet scammer Agnes discuss porn, orphanages, secrets, and honesty. So listen and enjoy.
I go, babe, why? She goes, babe, why don't we continue with what we started yesterday? I know that would be extremely fun. I go, talking about people having sex? Babe, I'm starting to think you like talking about and writing about more than actually doing it. No, that's not it. I thought you wanted to catch some fun. Only want to make you happy, she says. Well, you and me would make me happy. Sometimes I get the feeling you do not like physical contact.
Oh.
I do. I'm a very sensitive girl. Yeah, how's your anal fissures?
That'll make you sensitive. Holy shit.
I go, okay, I just can't stop thinking about being with you and can't stop thinking about writing porn. And you can't stop. And you can't stop thinking about writing porn. Maybe I'm crazy. Well, I guess the both of us are crazy in love with each other, she writes.
And then
I started arguing with Banks because she asked me where I was if I was multi. And that was real. I was arguing with Banks.
Oh, okay.
She goes, why are you arguing with the Banks? Because for some reason, credit cards are getting declined and I hardly ever use them. So aggravating. That's not true, by the way, but I figured I'd throw that in.
Yeah.
She goes, I understand, babe. Just one of those days, at least I have you. So tell me something about you that I don't already know.
Hold on one second.
I'm a scammer. I'm going to try to fuck you over.
Hold on a second. Your fake credit cards are being declined. And that doesn't raise a red flag for her because she's money hungry. She doesn't even notice that.
The gravy train looks like it's stopping at a station.
Yeah.
Listen.
I would be concerned if I were your fake girlfriend.
Davin is having a lot of issues. More might develop as the night goes on.
Mm-hmm.
I've added layers. I told you guys. I fuck it. It's not just porn and poems anymore.
Oh, my God. He's like a bullshit seven-layer cake over here.
Bullshit seven.
That's very funny.
That's
seven
funny.
Seven layers of bullshit.
That's funny.
I don't think seven layers is enough.
I don't know.
Stick around, Pip Helix.
We're going to need more icing. Please proceed.
So I go, tell me something that I don't already know. My situation here or personally? I go, personally, as close as we are sometimes, I think there is much to you that I don't know. Tell me your deepest, darkest secret that nobody knows.
Ooh.
I promise whatever it is, I will think no differently of you and love you like I always have. Well, a friend of mine made me smoke when I was 16.
Yeah, the two smokers on the show are like rolling our eyes until they're going to pop
really?
Out.
Babe, I go, that's not bad. You're such a good girl. Smoking's not bad. It can kill. Like you, rolling me.
I go in a Ghana to get some gold.
I agree, and I don't like smoking, but still, I think you might be too good for me. She goes, so you don't want me anymore? I go, yep, I'm done. Don't love you anymore.
What?
That's what I wrote to her.
Oh.
Wow.
And then I wrote, kidding, of course. She goes, I was about crying when I saw the message.
Oh.
We're losing him! We're losing him!
Mayday! Mayday!
I got a knicker patch. Leave me alone!
Where? Mayday! Bring on more bullshit!
I go, come on now. You could have told me anything, and I told you it would not change. You could have told me you were a dude from China, and I would have been cool.
I'm a dude
was
from China.
Was that be Dr. Wawing Chow?
It could be, Joe. She goes, ha 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 ha! LOL!
Dude, imagine! Cue the nervous laughter on her end.
So she goes, babe, how's your comedy doing? Have you done any lately? Going to tonight, because that's cool. When will you be leaving? Got to hop in the shower in 5 minutes, then go. Nobody likes an unclean comedian.
Wow.
Tomorrow we will finish your scene. You see, I went a whole fucking day.
Oh.
You will need to name the masturbator.
I think that's a great name. Name the masturbator.
It's a new game.
Yeah, it is.
I am thinking he should be the head baker at your bakery. Kind of tragic, a brilliant baker who can't find love. And now what I'm thinking is, you know, Joey says I fucking assign homework to everybody. Well, why the hell not?
Yeah, you did.
She goes, okay. She goes, and then she goes, oh, something came up today. Like, what came up? She goes, we'll tell you tomorrow. I go, no, tell me now. She goes, let's wait till tomorrow. Don't want to spoil your show. Honey, just tell me now. Now it's a real fucking relationship.
Yeah,
just fucking tell me.
Yeah, really,
Christ
tell me now because I'm going to wonder what it is.
She goes, please, understand me. It might spoil your mood and affect your show. I doubt it.
Only ad.
She goes, well, I'm facing problems paying for my utility bills.
There it comes.
And I have to pay before this month ends.
I see.
I go, do you want me to call the utility company? Michael McClinton is ready to help. Will Yak and Drachmas and a farm animal be named later help? We've done that gag. I'll fucking dig there again. She goes, that's not here. If you don't pay, they will be cut. They don't take explanations. I go, why are you paying for utilities at an orphanage when you are just a worker and that is supposed to be included in your deal?
Oh.
Now, I have obviously caught lies all the way through.
Right.
I caught lies on the first day.
Yeah.
But you can't call bullshit on the first day.
Right.
I've invested 4 months. We have a real relationship. Now I am going to start calling on the bullshit. We are raising the stakes. Because she's in. She don't want to run away now.
No.
She's wasted 4 months. Her boss, or her, you know, there are utilities that need to be paid, and they're banking on stupid to pay for them.
Yeah.
She goes, well, I don't live in the orphanage. They offer me, but I turned it down. But don't worry, we'll work something out. I go, when'd you move out? A couple of months ago, she says.
Uh-huh.
I go, you just told me last week I could not call you at the orphanage because one of your bosses did not like for you to get calls from lovers.
Oh. God.
Babe, what's going on? You can tell me.
Oh, this is great.
I think this is what I tell her. Now I go, now she's getting a lawyer, damn it. She goes, well, to tell you, my money has run out and I don't know to do. I am confused, but don't have anyone to turn to. I borrowed once and don't want to do it again. I go, I understand, but why tell me I couldn't call you at the orphanage instead of just saying you moved out? I am confused. The service provider has cut me because I could not pay, that's why. Babe, you can't be prideful with me. I need to know what is going on. I'll tell you what. Tell me everything that's going on now. The truth. No fibs. If you tell me everything now, we can go forward and make it work together. Anything. If I find out later that you weren't true with me, I don't know what I would do, but I would question everything.
Ooh.
I would probably lose it. Please, be painfully honest with me. She goes, hope you understand. Babe, I need the truth. Please. God values honesty. Because she's supposedly a God freak.
Yes.
Oh, she's a bullshit artist.
That is Joe's pissed. The lies have gotten too much for
Well,
Joe.
Because, all right, now she's digging it. She waited a while, but now she's digging in looking for the money.
Yeah.
But I need the truth, please. God values honesty. That is the path you have chosen. That is the path I want to go back on. Please, for the love of our Lord and Savior, tell me the truth. I'm a Jew, by the way.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.